Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Tuesday, April 26th, and I'm reading from Exodus chapter 26, the end of the chapter, starting in verse 15. Then we'll finish up Psalm 119 today, and in Romans we'll read chapter 14, verses 13 through the end of the chapter in verse 23. In Exodus, we're still in the section where Moses is recounting the details of the tabernacle. And today, it's constructing this structure made of acacia wood. I was helped by a video on YouTube. If you Google the tabernacle, Exodus 26, 15 through 30, there's a video that will come up and they'll read the scripture to you and then show you in visual form what is happening. Exodus 26, starting in verse 15. Make upright frames of acacia wood for the tabernacle. Each frame is to be 10 cubits long and a cubit and a half wide, with two projections set parallel to each other. Make all the frames of the tabernacle in this way. Make 20 frames for the south side of the tabernacle, and make 40 silver bases to go under them, two bases for each frame, one under each projection. For the other side, the north side of the tabernacle, make 20 frames, and 40 silver bases, two under each frame. Make six frames for the far end, that is, the west end of the tabernacle, and make two frames for the corners at the far end. At these two corners, they must be double from the bottom all the way to the top and fitted into a single ring. Both shall be like that. So there will be eight frames and 16 silver bases, two under each frame. Also make crossbars of acacia wood, five for the frames on one side of the tabernacle, five for those on the other side, and five for the frames on the west at the far end of the tabernacle. The center crossbar is to extend from end to end at the middle of the frames. Overlay the frames with gold and make gold rings to hold the crossbars. Also overlay the crossbars with gold. Set up the tabernacle according to the plan shown you on the mountain. Make a curtain of blue, purple and scarlet yarn and finely twisted linen, with cherubim woven into it by a skilled worker. Hang it with gold hooks on four posts of acacia wood, overlaid with gold and standing on four silver bases. Hang the curtain from the clasp and place the Ark of the Covenant Law behind the curtain. The curtain will separate the holy place from the most holy place. Put an atonement cover on the Ark of the Covenant Law in the most holy place. Place the table outside the curtain on the north side of the tabernacle and put the lampstand opposite it on the south side. For the entrance to the tent, make a curtain of blue, purple, and scarlet yarn and finely twisted linen, the work of an embroiderer. Make gold hooks for the curtain and five posts of acacia wood overlaid with gold, and cast five bronze bases for them. Okay, let's move on to the Psalms now. We will finish up Psalm 119 today. Remember, this is an acrostic poem, and each stanza starts with a certain letter. Today we'll read verses 145 through 176. I call with all my heart. Answer me, Lord, and I will obey your decrees. I call out to you, save me, and I will keep your statutes. I rise before dawn and cry for help. I have put my hope in your word. My eyes stay open through the watches of the night, that I may meditate on your promises. Hear my voice in accordance with your love. Preserve my life, Lord. according to your laws. Those who devise wicked schemes are near, but they are far from your law. Yet you are near, Lord, and all your commands are true. Long ago I learned from your statutes that you established them to last forever. Look on my suffering and deliver me, for I have not forgotten your law. Defend my cause and redeem me. Preserve my life according to your promise. Salvation is far from the wicked, for they do not seek out your decrees. Your compassion, Lord, is great. Preserve my life according to your laws. Many are the foes who persecute me, but I have not turned from your statutes. I look on the faithless with loathing, for they do not obey your word. See how I love your precepts. Preserve my life, Lord, in accordance with your love. All your words are true. All your righteous laws are eternal. Rulers persecute me without cause, but my heart trembles at your word. I rejoice in your promise like one who finds great spoil. I hate and detest falsehood, but I love your law. 7 times a day I praise you for your righteous laws. Great peace have those who love your law, and nothing can make them stumble. I wait for your salvation, Lord, and I follow your commands. I obey your statutes, for I love them greatly. I obey your precepts and your statutes, for all my ways are known to you. May my cry come before you, Lord. Give me understanding according to your word. May my supplication come before you. Deliver me according to your promise. May my lips overflow with praise, for you teach me your decrees. May my tongue sing of your word, for all your commands are righteous. May your hand be ready to help me, for I have chosen your precepts. I long for your salvation, Lord, and your law gives me delight. Let me live that I may praise you, and may your laws sustain me. I have strayed like a lost sheep. Seek your servant, for I have not forgotten your commands. And now let's move over to Romans chapter 14 today. We're in a section that is titled, The Weak and the Strong. Therefore, let us stop passing judgment on one another. Instead, make up your mind not to put any stumbling block or obstacle in the way of a brother or sister. I am convinced, being fully persuaded in the Lord Jesus, that nothing is unclean in itself. But if anyone regards something as unclean, then for that person it is unclean. If your brother or sister is distressed because of what you eat, you are no longer acting in love. Do not, by your eating, destroy someone for whom Christ died. Therefore, do not let what you know is good be spoken of as evil. For the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit, because anyone who serves Christ in this way is pleasing to God and receives human approval. Let us therefore make every effort to do what leads to peace and to mutual edification. Do not destroy the work of God for the sake of food. All food is clean, but it is wrong for a person to eat anything that causes someone else to stumble. It is better not to eat meat or drink wine or do anything else that will cause your brother or sister to fall. So whatever you believe about these things, keep between yourself and God. Blessed is the one who does not condemn himself by what he approves. But whoever has doubts is condemned if they eat, because their eating is not from faith. And everything that does not come from faith is sin. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. In this Tuesday, I don't know what you are facing today, whether you have a trial that you don't have the answer for, or perhaps a joy in this season that you just are overwhelmed with, whether you are at a high or at a low, I just pray that the Lord would be present with you and help you to see things from His perspective. Will you pray with me? Father, thank you for this opportunity we have to read your word. Thank you for the detailed plans of the tabernacle, that you are a God of order and you made provisions to dwell with your people. You're not some distant deity that never has anything to do with your people, but you are intimately involved. And so we thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayers, for being with us. We pray, Lord, with the psalmist. We thank you for your word. We want to meditate on it day and night. Your word is a gift to us. Everything in it is true. And so we pray, Lord, that in our experience, when our experiences are difficult, that your word would sustain us, that we would be reminded that you are loving and trustworthy and you are always good. And we pray from Romans today, Lord, that if anything that we want to eat or drink, if that makes someone else stumble, may we honor that person more than our freedom. Help us, Lord, to think of others more highly than ourselves. Thank you for the opportunity we have to read your word and to pray together. We love you, Lord, and we pray this in Christ's name. Amen.